Mr. Stagg, agenda item number 10, Mr. DeBrew's application.
Before I start, I just want to clarify what the code says about leasing horse to ground, since that seemed to become an issue here. So if you look at 28.2603, while the health department commissioner does classify waters, the commission is responsible for leasing horse to ground, and it clearly states in the law that, I'm not going to read the whole section, but basically says that such grounds that are deemed leasable, which are the oyster beds, rock shoals defined by law, outside the Baylor survey, may be occupied for the purpose of planting or propagating oysters. And it further states, and the commission, they must be in compliance with this chapter and commission regulations, and may be leased by the commissioner upon receipt of an application. So it is not a shall, it's a may. The commission is charged with the decision on when it's proper to lease and when it's not, and that's always been in the code. So just to clarify, that the commission has responsibility for these areas, but the only type of application that is a shall is a riparian application. And the code does say if you own the frontage for a riparian lease, doesn't matter if it's in restricted or even condemned waters, that we shall issue you a riparian lease, but a regular lease, the commission certainly has the discretion.
I'll also note for the record that 28.2-816B of the Code of Virginia specifies that VMRC can decide whether or not to, the agency, the commissioner, can decide whether or not to issue a relaying permit. So these issues at hand here are germane to this commission's jurisdiction. Please get into Mr. DeBrew's application, please.
Mr. Linwood DeBrew has applied for approximately 75 acres of oyster planting ground within the James River. This is also in the city of Newport News. And again, this application is within an area that's currently closed for the direct harvest of shellfish. So now we've moved down south of the Warwick River into the James River. That's the wrong slide. Unfortunately, I think I've got my area messed up. I threw this at the staff meeting and thought I'd corrected all of these. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. We can do it that way. I apologize for that. Here we are. We're in the James River. Again, this is the Warwick River to the north. This is James River Bridge here, City of Newport News in Ollaway County. The application is located along this reach of the shoreline. We can zoom in. It's right offshore of Lake Maury, not too far from the Mariners Museum. These are existing leases. Offshore of these leases is public ground out in the James River. Again, we received this application in November of last year to lease approximately 75 acres of ground in the James River in the city of Newport News. Again, this application was subjected to a normal public interest review and includes advertising in the local newspaper once a week for 4 weeks and posting in the area of the application. There are numerous leases within the James River, and only some of the area of the application, of this application, was leased in the past, but some of this area was leased in the past. Turn on the shellfish condemnation area, and this, now this red area, it's not hatched on this version, but as you can see, this entire application, which is you can see the highlight of it underneath this, this is all restricted. You could relay out of this area, but that's the only thing you could do. It's not prohibited. It is in a restricted area. This runs all the way up and down the shoreline of the James River, down past the James River Bridge, and ties into the closure area that goes into the Warwick River. Since this area is in an area that's restricted by the health department, no direct market harvest of shellfish is allowed and must be relayed through a health department and VMRC permit. As you are aware, the commission in its March meeting adopted a regulation that prohibits acceptance of applications within these restricted waters effective as of March, and existing applications that had already been received before that decision, it was noted to the commission that they would be brought to the commission on a case-by-case basis for review on whether the areas should be leased or not. The rationale at the time the regulation was changed for not leasing these areas included leaving these areas for broodstock areas, risk to public health, and the increased taxing of our law enforcement to administer the relaying program. We also believe that no business model that we are aware of would allow for the readily available acceptance of shell stock and seed oysters where any reasonable business plan would include planting these on such restricted waters. On this application, the applicant indicated on the use plan questionnaire that the bottom would be used for the traditional shelling of bottom or to cultivate oysters, and they also indicated that they would be planting of spat or seed oysters on the ground. The applicant has no other leased ground at this time. And while the applicant may partner with some other leaseholder who has grounds within non-restricted waters, at this time he has no such ground to relay. So we do have people who have restricted grounds that, you know, partner with a leaseholder that has a lease in a clean area to relay, but this particular applicant does not have any such ground at the moment. In light of recent commission action concerning acceptance of new applications within restricted waters, And the rationale used for that decision, again, we have serious concerns at the staff level to recommend leasing of this area for the same reasons for that policy, that policy was adopted pursuant to the regulation in March. Again, while we would typically survey these areas before bringing them to the commission to save taxpayer money and time, we have not surveyed the area. We're bringing it to the commission to deem whether the commission deems this area should move forward. Should the commission deem that, we would survey the ground, and if not protested, it could be administratively assigned. If it's protested and we can't resolve the protest, we would bring it back to the commission. And again, we don't believe that that would happen very often. This application, again, is kind of adjacent to a less populated area of Newport News, believe it or not, mostly because it's near the mouth of Lake Maury, where it empties out into the James River, and there's a causeway drive that goes across here. Where there aren't any houses. There are some houses to the south and to the north. In summary and recommendation, while staff understands the applicant did apply for this area before the recent commission decision to no longer accept applications and what is classified as restricted for the direct market of shellfish, we do believe leasing this area is not in the best interest of the Commonwealth pursuant to 28.2607 of the code and recommends denial of the application. Should the commission deem it's in the best interest of the Commonwealth to lease the area, we would proceed with surveying it. Provided there's no protest, we'd administratively assign it. If a protest is received, could not be received, we would bring it back to the commission. And again, staff has no problem with amending its recommendation to refund the advertising fees as has been done in the previous application. I'd be happy to answer any questions on this one.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Mr. Stiles.
Good This one has been condemned continuously since 1993. It was originally condemned in 1942. And the closure, since changes in the national program occurred in the early 90s, the requirements that we currently work under require that the area be closed. It exceeds a risk level that the national program considers safe for direct harvest, so this area is restricted. Relaying would be allowed, but it is restricted. We've been petitioned for this stretch of the river to reconsider it a couple of times, and we've done dye work from the sewage outfall, and they support that this area wouldn't meet the dilution standard for the national program. And all of the same sewage-borne pathogen concerns would be from this area as they were in the others.
And the potential impacts to the industry as well?
Right. No, it has potential to be devastating to the industry and public health if we had an outbreak associated with these pathogens.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Skiles. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Is the applicant present? Please come forward, sir. I need to swear you in, sir. Please raise your right hand.
I affirm.
You affirm? That's fine. Please state your name for the record.
Linwood DeBrew.
Mr. DeBrew, yes. What would you like us to know about your application?
Mr. Brewer and commissioners, I submitted an application in November of last year. 204 days ago have passed. The first correspondence that I have received from the staff was last Wednesday, notifying me of today's meeting, and that also in their letter that they inferred that they would not accept the recommendation to move forward on my application. I'm asking this commission to move forward and accept my recommendation based on the fact that I do not have any intentions to harvest or relay oysters from this site. My plan is only to do education, advocacy, and restoration of the Chesapeake Bay. And the reason I put on the application plan, as Mr. Stagg pointed out, about the SPAT, which I know very little about, is because my study and research shows that oysters are the best engineer used for cleaning up the bay. And I figured that brew stock there and SPAT would help clean up the bay, especially since industry says that one adult oyster purges 60 gallons of water per day. And I figured that if I knew the width, depth, and the length of the 75 acres, I would know how many oysters we could put in that area to help clean it up. Now, Mr. Stiles from the Health Department, I believe, points out that type of pathogen that's in that area and how long it's been polluted, or the amount of pollution that goes there. I work with EPA and DEQ on water monitoring testing. We have tested the site and we find it has high E. coli. We are now putting together a relationship with Virginia Aquarium and the Hampton Roads Sanitation District to see what other type of pathogens may be in that area. Because we believe that any area that is polluted with the new trends in industry, as far as cleanup go, that water will not be polluted forever. Last week, for instance, in the city of Newport News, the beaches were closed because of high pollution. In 3 days, the restrictions was removed. So water can be cleaned up and purged, and I do believe that oysters, along with the new technologies, will help in that. And I only want to establish an incubator sanctuary to teach, educate, and advocate the importance and the meaningfulness of the Chesapeake Bay to the people of Virginia. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Yeah,
Mr. Neal.
I guess I want to follow up. This is different. So basically, you're applying for an oyster ground lease to establish your own oyster sanctuary?
Basically, to provide an incubation system to teach, train, and educate, especially young people, on the importance and the value of the Chesapeake Bay and cleaning it up.
So by having this lease, you would have no harvest from this?
No, sir. No harvest, no relay.
You'd be on me on the legalities of leasing it, because basically what he's doing is having a private lease to establish an oyster reef, and which I think is a neat idea. I just don't know the legalities of what we can do to lease on that basis.
Mr. Ballington, Mr. Close.
Could we maybe hear from Dr. Wesson or Ms. Stagg about whether there's a system in place already where something like that could be done?
Obviously, we have a lot of sanctuaries. I mean, we have a real big one just a little bit up the river from this one at Rex Shoals. So people are welcome to use that as a demonstration for people at any time. We actually plant that one. So
what about if he were to take this lease privately and declare it a sanctuary? Is that something that's even possible?
It's a very active shore. You wouldn't invest anything in it if you took that because of the long fetch going there in the shallow water. So,
right.
But I mean, if it's unleashed, it's basically a de facto sanctuary. So.
Mr. Neal.
I guess I'm still back to the legalities of it. Can we even lease something and have a stipulation that no harvest or transfer would be allowed from the lease?
I mean, yes. And what's to stop it?
Well,
that's the right person for that, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah,
at least it's for the propagation of shellfish. So he could lease the area and never harvest it. He could just grow oysters on it, do that in a clean area. There's no use requirement. Well, there's a use requirement in the code, but it's not very robust.
I guess the whole thing is we're not leasing these grounds. I mean, that's what we decided last month, and we haven't leased them. But he's come up with something totally different, which really doesn't fall within this leasing process. He wants to do something different than what all these other applications are for. And
Mr. Close.
If you grant him the lease, what's he going to, I mean, who's going to stop it from harvesting it? Is anything in code on, I mean, it says ground then, other than relay, I mean, going by the step codes on relay.
I wouldn't lease it unless we could say we could not harvest or transfer from it.
While an incubator, environmental incubator sanctuary is an intriguing concept here, I do question why it needs to be on water bottom that's in a condemned area. You could do this in any clean water bottom. Why this particular area?
Because when I went over and reviewed the map, that was the only area available at the time.
Mr. Zedrin.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your plan. You said teach, educate. What plans do you have in place? Who's going to do that? Who's going to fund it? Tell us about your plans.
Let me say this. I am the executive director of Greater Southeast Development Corporation, which is a corporation, nonprofit 501c3, and we recently received a $100,000 grant from EPA under a CARE grant. That was 3 years ago. CARE means Citizens for a Renewed Environment. And in that grant, we put together 17 different organizations and over 50 different persons that we network into a coalition. And out of that coalition, we work with Virginia Tech, Hampton University, ODU, and VIMS, as well as some other institutions. We have applied for several grants. We have a 3-year grant now with EPA through a new program they have called RESES, Regional Environmental Sustainable Science, wherein Dr. Jonathan Isaka from Philadelphia will be working with us in order to help us to develop the quality of the ecosystems here in Newport News.
Okay, if the commission declines your application and does not lease this to any other person, wouldn't that be a place for a sanctuary just like you want? I mean, why do we have to lease it to you? If we don't lease it to anybody, I'm talking about not leasing it to somebody else, but if we decline the entire lease and do not lease it to anybody, doesn't that kind of serve your purpose as well?
It may, other than the fact that I have no site control and I can't develop realistically grant programs or other procedures with developing input from persons, private or public, that may assist me in this project. But if I have site control, I can talk from a position of strength.
All right, so as I understand, then what you need is the ground, the bottom, so that you can apply for a grant.
Yes, sir, and that I can communicate with others in the industry.
Okay.
Mr. Erskine.
Sir, it sounds like a very interesting concept. I applaud your effort. I do have a concern that it happens to be this piece of oyster ground that you're applying for because it's in a restricted area. I wonder if there would be an option nearby that would be in an open area that we wouldn't have this conflict. In addition, you mentioned some of the universities, organizations that you worked with. Maybe there's an environmental organization that you could partner with that they may have a piece of oyster ground.
So they're interested in partnering with me because I held out to them that I possibly had the oyster grounds. And that's what brought them to the table.
I guess, you know,
Mr. Neal.
This is kind of a comment. Part of what I think he's trying to do is to do this in a contaminated area. Because part of what he's wanting to show is that it's cleaning it up. So he's actually looking for an area that's not clean. And if none of the oysters ever go anywhere or can't be transferred, that's all fine. You know, that's not hurting anything we've been doing, you know, with this stuff. I just don't know how you do it.
You can't.
Legally.
Let's hear from Mr. Hall here.
Mr. Hall. Say that you can grant the lease for that purpose, which basically is granting the lease for the planting and propagating of oysters, but there's no way that I'm aware of to restrict it to that purpose. So the granting of the lease would allow them to, essentially, if he has the commercial registration and the various permits required to go ahead and harvest and relay. I'm not really, again, aware of any way to prevent that legally.
Interesting. Other questions? Mr. Ballard.
Well, please wait a second, man. The commission's asking some questions here.
Question for staff is, if this was not leased, he would be allowed to propagate oysters on it, right? And there would be no harvest allowed if this was not leased. He'd still be allowed to plant oysters there if he wanted to. He would just have no protection for them, but there's no harvesting allowed in that area anyway. I'm not sure what benefit he gets by leasing it. I understand the site control somewhat, but that we wouldn't be stopping him if we did not lease this, correct?
I think this is an interesting thing. I think this is something that we might want to table and let staff research it more and see if there's something that can be done.
I'm in
here.
Mr. Watkinson, if you can help us work our way through this,
so sure I can help
more the
you,
better.
I think I want to get at Mr. Ballard's question with regard to how it could be used if it wasn't leased. I think if he wants to use it and it's not leased for putting shellfish out there or cages out there or structures or three-dimensional reef structures, then we'd have to go through the typical permit route to allow for encroachment over state submerged lands in an area that wasn't leased as an oyster ground or being used in the typical way an oyster ground will be used once it's leased, which is shelling and propagating the oysters that are on. So I think that would be our option for authorizing other activity that then would be our permit route under the commission's authority.
Has anything like this ever been done through that route?
We've issued numerous permits over the last few years for oyster restoration sites where folks go in and put concrete aggregate down or shell down or reef balls down or other three-dimensional structures to create a sanctuary type environment. We've done that repeatedly.
So that would be the route you'd recommend to the Chesapeake Bay Foundation or any of these nonprofit groups doing similar activities?
That's what we've done with those organizations.
Okay.
Mr. Erskine.
In restricted areas?
Yes, they have been in restricted areas.
Okay.
So to make sure that I have this right here, the commission would deny the application for use of this ground as a lease for the propagation of oysters, but open the avenue to work with a Habitat Management Division for an application to use this ground for your intended purposes through a permit.
Yes, yes sir, that's correct.
Do you like that idea?
Yes.
Mr. LeBrew?
Yes.
Yeah? It might be the path forward here. Let me see if there's some others in the audience that have some input. Please come forward, ma'am.
Donna Melzer. A2.810 does give removal, transportation accepted, etc., from polluted grounds penalty. There's a penalty. You can't remove anything from a polluted oyster ground whatsoever without first going to 2.2811 to the Virginia Marine Resource Commission itself to get a permit to transport or relay them, so that you could lease this ground to him because he has to have a transportation permit to remove them at all. From he can plant all day long, and he can put his he can do whatever he needs to do for his thing, but he cannot remove any oysters from any, nobody can, from any polluted ground without permission from and a permit from the Resource Commission.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Ms. Close.
But what's this? I mean, if he had a car, but what's to stop him from harvesting it legally wise? I just have a grasp of, I mean, I'm a commercial waterman. I've been out there every day. You know, law enforcement can't be around there every day, period. You know, I know he has to have a permit to take from it, but what would be the, anything from stopping him? That's the key at any given time.
I can think of one thing, sir. My character and my integrity.
Well, I've worked in the water all my life, and I've worked polluted bottom for 20-some years, and I know a lot of people, and I've seen what has gone on going up the road. So, you know, that's just my question. I'm not questioning your integrity.
Answer.
I'm just, you know, questioning.
One well taken.
You have something else? Mr. Ballard.
I agree, and that's a question. If we went forward with denying this lease and then issuing the permit, I would suggest that would be something that we discuss during the permit process. But that is something to consider if we're still debating about approving this lease.
Well, it strikes me that the permitting process here through the Habitat Management Division here can include a lot of stipulations here on what can and cannot be done with that particular site with the plan that has been that is put together. I think that we'll have some legal checks and balances on it, and that if there were oysters removed from this lease without the right permit in violation of the permit that's issued by Habitat, well, that's something that we could have before a judge.
Are we looking for a motion at this point, or do we still have?
Well, I don't know. What's the will of the commission?
I would basically go with what the Habitat. I would deny the permit application. It would encourage Habitat to work with him about the permit application. I that's the sloppiest motion I can make.
Okay, so so in the interest of clarity here,
yes,
your motion would be deny the application to lease this water bottom. But encourage staff in the Habitat Management Division to work with the applicant to work out a habitat permit for use of this water bottom for the desired ends that he's seeking.
Yes.
I'd second that.
All right, so that's a motion by Mr. Neal and a second by Mr. Zedron. Some further discussion. Mr. Stack.
Ah, good. This was before the...
That's very good.
Yes, I would do it. I would do keep it the same.
So that would be an amended motion?
Yes.
So the amended motion is to deny the application and refund his advertising costs and encourage the Habitat Management Division to work with Mr. LeBrew here to find the way for a permit to do what he's wanting to do on that water bottom that will not be leased.
Second that amended motion.
Okay. It's a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. That motion passes unanimously. Mr. LeBrew. Mr. LeBrew, staff will work with you to get you a little bit closer to where you need to go through a different process. Instead of leasing the bottom, it will be a permit to use the bottom is what they'll look at. You understand? Thank you, sir.